Making Headway Center for Brain Injury Recovery works to prevent brain injuries through education at public gatherings, local media outreach, in local schools, and selected helmet fittings and giveaway. Joining me today in the studio is Jeffrey Smuller. He is the Community Development Coordinator for Making Headway. Today, we're going to talk about Brain Injury Awareness Month. Jeffrey, welcome.
Oh, nice to have you, Lorna, or nice you to have me. It's been a while since I've seen you, actually.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, first of all, I want to start out with hello to my daughter, Natasha, who's not feeling well.
Oh.
It's that time of year. Yes. So hello, Natasha.
Feel better,
now
Natasha.
Now I'll embarrass her because I said her name on the radio,
yes,
which is the joy of parenthood.
Absolutely.
Brain Injury Awareness Month. We limit our work to people who have a brain.
Uh-huh.
And those who know people who have a brain. And let's define what a brain injury is.
Yes.
It's anything that causes your brain not to function properly after birth. In other words, if you're developmentally disabled, you were probably born with that particular predicament. But an injury is something that happens after birth. It could be seconds after birth. Brain injuries are divided into two categories. One is traumatic brain injury, which is an injury from outside your head. You get conked on the head, or there's a jolt and it's caused from something outside your head, like if you're playing football, fall off your bike, skateboard, horse, Natasha, or anything where you have a jolt from outside your head. An acquired brain injury is something from inside your head, like a stroke, Parkinson's, dementia.
Aneurysms,
you know, all kinds of things that are diseases often, epilepsy, seizures. And this is really important because one causes the other. That's why we just call it brain injury now. If you get jolted enough, like many football players, you're going to get something internal that is lasting. That's the same as, well, it's a result of 5 to 6 concussions per game. Wow. If you get 2 concussions within 10 months, you're looking at permanent damage. So imagine 5 to 6 per game.
Oh.
And this is for ages in middle school all the way up through the pros. So that's why the NFL is really hurting now, because their players are hurting.
Just middle school? Because I remember seeing Pony League and...
Oh, and Pop Warner and all
Pop
that?
Pop Warner.
Well, that's when it starts.
Okay.
Now, the worst time to get a brain injury is before you're 25 because your brain isn't fully
still
developed.
Growing, right.
So if you drink too much, take too much of certain drugs, get injured or anything that compromises your brain before 25, you are on the danger of it being permanent.
Oh.
On the other hand, I'm not saying there's a good time to get a brain injury, but if you're over 65, then it's another bad time to get a brain injury because your brain starts deteriorating naturally anyway.
Mm.
So if you're going to get a brain injury, I would recommend between 25 and 65, but don't do it.
Okay, let's recommend you don't get a brain injury.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, Making Headway does a lot of prevention in the ways in which you mentioned. And even shows like this, we talk to many, many, many people. We don't know how many lives we've saved, but it wasn't uncommon for people to come in and return a dilapidated helmet from a bike accident or some kind of accident. And we get them a new helmet, much better that it be the helmet than your head.
Absolutely.
And we've given away several hundred helmets per year.
Well, returning a helmet for a new one is testament to itself. If the person wasn't wearing a helmet,
they may not be alive. And
exactly.
That's really true. Now, a helmet does not prevent concussion. That's kind of a misnomer. Concussions are caused from a jolt to the head. Like if you hit your windshield, your head stops and your brain keeps on going.
Well, you can get a brain injury just from your brain making contact with the inside of your brain from
exactly.
an extreme jolt. You may not hit a windshield or hit the back of your headrest. Just the fast whipping motion can cause a brain injury, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
It's kind of like when you're riding your bike and you hit a rock and the bike stops and you go over the handlebars. Or that was my big one when I was a kid. Or riding a skateboard, you hit a little pebble
and you
keep on going. And that's when your brain keeps on going.
Right.
So there are many people who have helmets who get a concussion, but they're alive.
Right.
And so a helmet can cause, stop your brain from, well, your skull from being cracked, to be very blunt. Yeah. Now, if you get a brain injury and you come to Making Headway Center for Brain Injury Recovery, we help you get back on your head in so many ways. If you have a brain injury, the chances are you forget to take your meds, forget that you did take your meds, forget to eat, forgot that you did eat, maybe forget how to read, maybe forget how to do basic life skills. You can't live independently for a while. We help you live independently, ultimately. It's really important because the chances of recovery how you were right before the injury are pretty rare. It's definitely back to normal life as possible.
Okay.
So I'm getting the wrap-up signal from our studio in New York.
Yes, you are.
This is kind of cool.
Yes.
So if you want to learn more about us, and I know you do, go to www.mhwcenter.org. We've got some really cool brainy videos that we produce right in-house.
Okay.
Proud to say I'm part of that production team. You can learn about how you can save your brain, how we can help save your brain in case you're injured, 442-7668. You can ask for Jeff. And by the way, we're soon to become Medi-Cal and Medicare funded
okay.
for a lot of our services. And we have many different ways that can help you out if you get a brain injury.
Okay. Well, Jeffrey, as always, it is a pleasure for you to join us. And we'll see you next month.
Yes,
to talk
you will.
About brain injuries and prevention.
Anything that's brainy will do.
Yes.
Okay.
And I love brainy stuff, so it's perfect.
All right. Thanks, Lorna.
Thank you.